that speed come from?
I've always been able to run a little bit, but this week was big. Their ends were, we knew that they crashed and that they were going to try to stop the run. So, you know, it was in our game plan that, you know, we were going to read the backside end. And if he wanted to get in on the run game, then it was my job to pull and make some plays happen.
What's it feel like to be back in the black rushing?
Oh, it's awesome. Yeah, it feels good. That was, you know, much needed this game. So,
did y'all really talk about that, or was Coach just joking and busting on us?
He
said that y'all opened with that and said that you were in the red numbers, negative numbers, and wanted to get you in the black.
Oh, no, I think he's joking about that. But, that was definitely, you know, was in the game plan. Was tonight was going to be a big rushing night for me. Just seeing off film what they did, and our coach did a great job game planning for that.
What does it feel like to have the productivity you had tonight? Six completions, 3 touchdowns.
Awesome. You know, it was one of those nights where we knew how they played. We knew we were going to take a lot of deep shots. Probably completion percentage-wise wasn't, you know, all there because we were taking so many big shots. But we knew that that was important with their team, the way they did things. They played a lot of man. So we were going to do a lot of play action pass and try to hit them long. So that was great. You know, when you get 6 passes complete and 3 of them are touchdowns, you know, that's a pretty good night.
I believe it was Northwestern State 2 weeks ago when you just missed Carlos, kind of a same, similar situation. How good was that for you and him, just for him to be able to haul it in, confidence for both of y'all going forward?
That's big, and that's something that we've been working on in practice. Carlos has been improving tremendously as a football player and really just understanding the game. The kid has, you know, made leaps in just the film room. Understanding his job, what he needs to do on certain plays, and that's the biggest thing for him because the kid has all the athletic ability in the world.
Is it almost a surprise if he doesn't break a big play off one of his touches?
Yeah, it's surprising. I mean, he's one of those guys that even in practice, you know, you throw him the ball, he's the vertical threat, and he makes plays happen, you know, in practice, and you can tell, you know, on the field, you know, he's a playmaker. So we like getting the ball into that guy's hands.
Talk about his speed and compare it to what you've seen in other places you've been. Is it elite? Where's
yeah.
His speed rank?
Yeah, I believe, you know, he's got elite speed. He's got one of those special ability to run, and you know, you just gotta with someone like that, and you just gotta get him the ball. He's a playmaker on our offense, and you know, he really stretches the field for us. So defense has gotta really prepare and really be aware of where he is on the field.
How grateful as a quarterback are you of the defense for setting you up pretty much the entire night? Not you, but the setting up the offense the entire night with some of those short fields and a lot of those interceptions that you're able to turn into points?
Yeah, you know, those guys have been doing a great job all year. Coach Diaz has been, you know, great. And those guys, you know, they work their butts off on the defensive side of the ball, and they take pride in what they do. And, you know, I'm proud of them tonight. They did a great job of creating turnovers. That's a team that, coming in, they only had 1 turnover, and they controlled the game clock. We knew that as an offense that we were only going to get limited touches, and I believe we only had 3 in the first half. When your defense can go out and do that and get turnovers like that, it makes it so much easier as an offense.
When we were standing up here 2 weeks ago after the Northwestern State loss, everyone was down and whatnot. 2 weeks later, 2-0 in conference, heading into the bye. What's the morale, you think, in the locker room?
You know, I wouldn't say that we needed that loss, but we needed a little bit, I think, as a team. It was huge for us going to this week, understanding how mentally prepared we needed to be. I think before that, we kind of relaxed daisical on the mental side of the game. And we went out there and just kind of played. But I know, credit to all of our guys this week, really got in to the film room and did a great job mentally preparing for this game. I think it showed out there. But, you know, that's something that going forward we need to do for every single game and not take anything lightly because, you know, we really only have 1 shot at this. And, you know, we got a lot of conference games coming up that we need to win.
Is this one of those games as leaders y'all can say, look, if we play, this is our potential. If we do this, look at what the end result can be?
Yeah, and I think it shows. I think it shows against everyone, really. You know, we pretty much play ourselves and we hurt ourselves And, you know, when we go out there and we execute and we do the little things right, you know, it's great. You know, we score points. We put up a lot of points, and our defense does a great job helping us out. So I think that going forward, we just need to keep with this mentality that we have right now. And I think our morale's up. We're excited. We're a team that plays with a lot of passion. And, you know, I love our guys.
That it?
Thank you.